This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, says electoral coordination can be based on necessity and justification. Congress door-to-door election campaigning begins today, and Russian missiles hit military training site in west of Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said that there could be an electoral coordination between the ruling parties on the basis of necessity and justification. Speaking at a press conference held by the Nepal Press Union Banke branch in Nepalganj today, Minister Karki said that a decision would be taken on whether to form an alliance in the local elections on the basis of necessity and justification after an in-depth analysis of the current political situation. According to Minister Karki, there could be electoral coordination between the ruling coalition parties as per the need, as the alliance was formed under special circumstances. Regarding the U.S. grant assistance MCC, Minister Karki said that MCC would contribute to poverty alleviation and sustainable economic development of Nepal. The Nepali Congress is launching a month-long election campaigning from today to prepare for the upcoming local-level elections on May 13th. The campaign aims to create an environment conducive to the election by appealing to the voters to exercise their democratic rights by participating in the local level elections. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said the aim of the campaign is to increase the harmony, unity and energy within the party up to the ward and toll level to win the local elections. During the campaign, the success of the current government, led by party president and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, in getting the US-backed Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC project passed by consensus in Parliament will be highlighted. For this, the Nepali Congress has deployed central representatives of the party in all the districts 2 days before the start of the campaign. The party's 7 provincial working committees will play a leading role in their respective provinces to make this election campaigning effective. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said that import margins have been imposed to address the challenges in the economy. Addressing a seminar on customs management organized at the Customs Department Tripurasar today, he directed to reach the target by working even harder, though the strictures on imports have affected the customs collection. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda assured that party cadres and leaders would get their proper role and responsibility in the party itself. Welcoming the cadres and leaders who defecated various political parties into his party at his personal residence at Khomaltar, Lalitpur today, party chair Dahal urged them to take forward the party's pro-people agenda at the doorsteps of the public. Appealing to the newly entered party cadres and leaders, Dahal requested them to sensitize the public about the nationalistic initiatives taken by their party. A total of 12 leaders and cadres joined the Maoist Center, who left behind their association with various other political parties. Police have arrested 7 people, including the ward chair and an employee of the Land Revenue Office, in the land fraud case in Bhotkola village of Sankhua Sabha district. The team, including the ward chair of Bhotkola Rural Municipality 4, Kinsang Bhote, has been charged with illegally transferring the ownership of 27 rupani of land of local Dhanabadur Tamang. A 7-member team, including ward chair Bhote and an employee of the Land Revenue Office, was arrested by the police on the charge of passing the land registered in the name of the late Tamang in the name of another person. The district police office has made public the names of 7 persons arrested on the charge of land forgery. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the province number 1 and Gandaki province, with chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the eastern high mountainous region today. And partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the province number 1 and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 11.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 28.3 degrees Celsius. Currently, the Western low pressure system has a partial effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian officials have confirmed that Russian forces have conducted a missile strike on a military training center outside the city of Lviv. Lviv is only 80 kilometers away from the Polish border and a destination for many Ukrainians fleeing from other parts of the country. In the initial days of the invasion, Russian forces targeted regions in the north, east and south, including the capital Kiev. But in recent days, Russian forces have been targeting regions in the center, such as Dnipro, and the west, such as Ivano-Frankivsk as well. Lviv, a historical and picturesque city known for its cultural heritage, had so far been left untouched. Likewise, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned Russian forces they face a fight to the death if they try to occupy the capital Kiev, saying that about 1,300 Ukrainian troops had been killed, and he urged the West to get more involved in peace negotiations. Likewise, there are reports of people in the Ukrainian capital Kiev are scrambling to escape the bulk of Russian ground forces about 25 kilometers from the center of the Ukrainian capital. Saudi Arabia has said it has executed 81 men on Saturday, more than during the whole of last year. State news agency SPA said the group, including seven Yemenis and one Syrian national, were convicted of multiple heinous crimes, including terrorism. Some were charged with belonging to the Islamic State group IS, Al-Qaeda, or the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Rights organizations say many do not receive their Rights organizations say many do not receive fair trials in Saudi Arabia, an allegation the government rejects. According to SPA, the latest group had been tried by 13 judges and gone through a three-stage judicial process. They were accused of plotting attacks on vital economic targets, killing or targeting members of the security forces, kidnapping, torture, rape and smuggling weapons into the country. Saudi Arabia has one of the highest execution rates in the world, fifth in a list compiled by Amnesty International. The four others are being China, Iran, Egypt and Iraq. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, says electoral coordination can be based on necessity and justification. Congress door-to-door election campaigning begins today, and Russian missiles hit military training site in west of Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.